Feed the Grass. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, in many areas of the country, including right here in Tennessee, it's not too late to plant new grass seed. In fact, fall is usually better than spring for that. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
For many of us, fall means just raking the leaves. But one expert says if you have cool season grasses like bluegrass or tall fescue, when fall comes,
that grass really breaks dormancy and takes off and starts growing. It's a great time to get in there and do some work.
Dennis Patton is a Kansas State University Extension Lawn and Garden expert, and he says fall is the preferred time to do three things that most of us try to do in the springtime.
Fertilization be one. Here again, the lawns are hungry after the long, hot, dry summer. Two would be if we've got some thin or dead spots, get in there and overseed or reseed the lawn. And the third practice that's really great done in the fall is something called core aeration, or aerating your lawn.
Patton says if you seed in the fall, you have a much better chance of getting a really good stand of grass, but not if you make a lot of mistakes. Patton says do not just go out and throw out some seed on the ground and expect results. You have to first get that ground ready.
Make sure we get good seed soil contact. And that is usually done with a process called verticut or verticutting. And what this verticut does, it's a machine you can rent or hire someone to do, and it slices small grooves down into the soil that breaks through that soil crust in that thatch layer, and then it allows for that seed to fall down into those grooves.
So next we talk about watering, very important, not just a couple of times a week either.
Because our goal is to keep that upper inch or so of the soil moist at all times during the germination process, which is probably going to take a minimum of a week to 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on the type of seed and your soil condition.
So do a good seeding job now so your yard won't look seedy like mine does come springtime. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.